We have a thing which we do every time, slideshow karaoke, which is where somebody makes a bunch of slides on a topic, and somebody else who has never seen those slides then has to present a talk on them without having the faintest clue what it's about until they see the first slide. And this is all very amusing and great. Jeremy Thurgood is going to be presenting the slideshow karaoke this week, but he's got family stuff. Some excuse. Insert party noises here. He couldn't make it, so we could carry on. So we picked Carrie Ann.
She has to prepare.
Are you ready?
Who made the slides?
Okay.
Oh, which slides? Which slides?
Oh, Jonathan Endersby made them in about 5 minutes this afternoon.
I'm very excited to be here this evening talking to you about this because it is absolutely a topic that I'm passionate about. I've been to conferences all over the world on this topic. I make exclusive books every week, checking out to see if there are new books on the topic. I really, really am totally passionate about it. As you can see. All right, so tonight I'm going to give you some tips on how to survive a geek dinner slideshow karaoke in six easy steps, because six is a good number for six. Step one, don't panic. Do I look panicky? Nah.
Where's your towel?
That's a good question. My towel is at home, unfortunately. But Jonathan always has a towel with him, don't you? Yes? Not today.
There's a glass of water.
But I'm not panicking. See, this is the assume the pose, relax, put your arm up casually, and smile. Step two. Make sure you don't fill your slides with too much information, because if you do, you're bound to make a spelling mistake somewhere along the line, unless you've had Jonathan Hitchcock check your slides. Did you? Please stop reading the text. In fact, look at the back of the room for a moment so that I can read the text. Right. Step three. I personally think that black text on a white background is very appealing. I mean, the options, other options would have been white text on a black background. Very bad idea. Can we have our questions later? Sorry, could you please hold those questions? We need to stick to the steps, it's very important. Alright, pictures are not as important as one would think. Content is as much design as design is, right? You can see the lovely shapes of the S's. S's are very good. I've used S's quite a lot in that particular slide. You can see I repeat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 S's. They have a very round, lovely shape which people find attractive.
Very sexy.
Very sexy indeed. You know, you can use pictures, but if you are going to use pictures, use them sparingly. And make sure that they are appealing. Sorry, hands up who finds this picture appealing. Can I just have a thank you? Thank you for your Right, moving on to the next step. So, back in the day, most of you weren't Google it. Let's first just see, in fact, who was born during the 80s? Who was born during the 90s? Okay, that is a relief. All right, I was born in the 70s.
Good year.
And I'm actually just using this to buy time so that I can pick up an anecdote from my childhood that might interest you.
Once upon a time.
I really, you know, it's a good idea to prepare the anecdote before the time as well. Spring Rock
Radio.
No, not that old. Thank you for that. But I remember very vaguely listening to Spring Rock Radio. No, I didn't do that when I was little. Right, any other ideas? Anything that you'd like to hear about my childhood?
Sorry?
The presentations you gave.
Actually, that's a good point. I did. I gave a lot of presentations when I was little. I used to have to do plenty of stage shows and that kind of thing. But yes, still nothing's occurring to me. So can we move on to step five? Right, I think I pretty much nailed that one. Didn't get personal at all. Oh my goodness, is that Britney Spears? I do apologize for the pictures. As I said earlier, this is why you should not use pictures, because you might inadvertently put pictures of Britney Spears into your slideshow, and that would not be a good thing.
She was born in
the 80s. Kippies, on the other hand, are a really nice touch. Kippies always add sparkle to any presentation, so use them with gay abandon. Woo! Next step.
I beg your pardon.
That kind of gay day. All I can say is that I had brandy in the middle of the afternoon, and that's what brought up the Britney Spears. Consistent design, very important as well. Again, as you can see, I've stuck to a white background and black text throughout. Can we move on to step six in a hurry, please? Reading this slide would rather defeat the object. And unfortunately, Tim isn't here tonight.
Korea.
Because he's the one who really needs to learn from us, so yes.
Could you mind it?
Would that be good for that kind of mind. No, I can't. I'm not experienced.
Try to talk to my friend Circus.
Alright, I think I do need to give some background to the poor people who missed that previous Eve dinner and the presentation that went along with it. A word I can't say, clearly, because my own slide says that I can't say it, but there was a four-headed one involved, and it had to do with echidna. I really think that's all you need to know. You can Google it. And that's the end! That's all. Are there any questions? I'm sure there are. Any other people? No, it really isn't. That's a tough choice. All right, go for it, Brandon.
Could you mind?
Would you stand up here, please? Are you ready? This is a Facebook shot. All right, lift up. Alright, I'll wait for the cameras to be ready. Me, silly, don't look at me! Is that it? Is that your question? Best you can do.
You've been impressed
next.
Alright, you had one?
Was it a four-headed echidna?
In a manner of speaking, yes. It had four heads, that's correct. Five. Sorry, yes. I'm good at counting.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Any other questions?
Don't lose your head.
Do you do appointments?
To help with this, absolutely. Head speaking, I can also help you to plan your own presentation. So for whoever is going to be doing the next one, which I'll be putting together. Yes, I'll be able to help you with some tips. Because, of course, there's much more than I could possibly have covered this evening. Far more, which I'll think of when I get home.
What you put this presentation together? You're doing the next presentation.
Oh, yes. I can live with that. Yes.
Spears helped in any way with this presentation.
No. That's the short answer and the long answer.
Okay, wrap it up.
No, there is nothing more to say. That's pretty much really it. I think, have you all learned something here this evening? Are you all ready to tackle your own sideshow karaoke? Because that's really, I mean, tonight is about going out and doing it. Right?